This is The Guardian. Just a warning before we start. This episode contains content that some may find distressing. Please take care while listening. Bridget Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with the full story. Nearly 3 years ago, four Queensland police officers attended a rural property in Weambilla. Two of them would not return.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's the tip we got?
He shot Rachel, I believe. I think she's dead. There's two of them. They've got Matthew's gun now. Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell, mate. Hang in there. What about the other two? You got eyes on Keely and Matt?
Matt's not moving. Rachel's not moving now.
Matthew Arnold and Rachel McCrow were shot dead by conspiracy theorists Gareth, Nathaniel and Stacey Train.
Where are you looking behind the tree?
Yes, but he's walking over. There's two of them.
Walking over towards you?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
A third officer was shot twice as he escaped the property.
They're coming. They're shooting.
And the fourth, Keely Brough, would remain there for hours into the night as her tormentors tried to smoke her out with fire.
Ooh. Oh, I'll go stay away, Vic.
A neighbour, Alan Dare, who went to help, was also killed.
There's a car. Oh, he's coming. There's a car coming.
It's the day that police describe as Australia's first Christian terrorist attack. But the state coroner now says that's not the case. Today, Queensland state reporter Andrew Messenger on what went wrong at Weambilla and whether anything more could have been done to prevent it. It's Monday, the 24th of November.